It's Conklin's Corner. A few minutes with Grand Haven's American Legion, Charles A. Conklin, Post 28. It's brought to you by Seniors Helping Seniors. Learn more at shslakeshore.com.
Attention, veterans. Seniors Helping Seniors Lakeshore is looking for active, compassionate, and caring veterans to be companion caregivers for senior veterans who want to remain in their homes and could use some additional assistance. We want you. Earn extra income while giving back to those comrades in need. Contact Seniors Helping Seniors Lakeshore at www.shslakeshore.com or call us at 616-669-6925. And thank you for your service.
All right. I am joined by two people from the Legion. We have Commander Walt Peterson. Say hello.
Good morning.
There we go. And Rebecca Hopp is here. Hello.
Good morning.
Good to have both of you here. Rebecca, what do you do for the Legion?
Actually, I'm a member of the Post 28, mm-hmm. but more importantly, I'm here to represent Michigan Auxiliary Girl State. I
Wonderful.
Sit on the state committee, and I'm also part of the government staff, so I'm teaching during the week of Girl State, and we're just here to promote the amazing program that we have for the young ladies who are juniors this year, who will be moving into their senior year. And Girl State is in June of 2026.
I don't know what Girl State is. What is it?
Girl State is an opportunity for young ladies throughout the state to attend a week at Michigan State to it's project-based learning, so they are immersed into understanding the full city, county, and also the state governmental procedures.
Oh, really?
And they write the bar exam, and those that pass it are able then to move on to judiciary positions. Near the end of the week, the young ladies vote on who they'd like to be their governor and lieutenant governor, secretary of state, mm-hmm. and chief justices. And then on Thursday morning, the students are sworn in on the state capitol, and then we receive a tour of the state capitol and meet elected officials.
How do people listening get involved in this?
The young ladies' applications are available currently online. They can go to Post 28. It is available that way.
It's otherwise, on the AmericanLegionGH.org?
Yes, it is. Okay. And then it's also available at the state, too.
And these are high school students,
yes,
correct?
Yes, they are. Yes,
okay.
they are.
So have you had students from Grand Haven participate in this?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
Actually, last summer, we had 13 students. McKenna Twa was the only one from Grand Haven. Then we had a delegation of 12 from Spring Lake High School.
Nice.
And McKenna Twa was able to apply for the Samsung Scholarship, and she received the Michigan, that award, and then she went on to the Nationals.
Very so exciting.
These are young ladies that start on Sunday, and by Saturday at our closing, they have grown into much stronger leaders. So when the parents drop them off on Sunday and who they pick up on Saturday, often there's so much growth and development that you see.
That says a lot, doesn't it?
Yes,
I would imagine
does.
So. And I think, and I've talked about this, like, you know, when you go and you cover different events, regardless of what party it is, you see a lot of older people that are engaged, but you don't see a lot of younger people that are engaged. And maybe, you know, doing something like this, learning about local and county and statewide government, has people want to be engaged. This is a good thing.
Yes. And some of the successful former participants from around the country.
Yeah.
Jaslyn Benson, who uh-huh. is the Secretary of State for Michigan, did participate in Girl State.
She did.
There's a lot of other noteworthy people that have in the past.
Yeah.
So it provides an amazing opportunity for these young ladies to be immersed into this type of opportunity
yeah.
to excel on their leadership skills, but then also to meet young ladies from all around the state.
Yeah. Like-minded people. What do you love about being a part of it?
As a former educator, I just recently retired.
Did you? Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's amazing to be part of it and to help lead because it is project-based learning. We are only there to facilitate.
Yeah.
So often the students will ask, do they do this or do they do that? And we can only provide opportunities for them and have them figure out and problem solve how they're going to get to that next level. How are they going to write the legislation, the city ordinances in that?
Wow. That's impressive. Wow. I mean, I'd like to go to that. Am I too old to go? I'm kidding. That would be, I think every high school young woman should go to something like this. I will make sure I put a link to that in our podcast where people can find the information.
in addition to this, the young ladies will often ask for letters of recommendation for their college scholarships or for college applications. And it's always a privilege to be able to provide that for the young ladies.
I believe
it. It helps them stand out from other applicants.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I would imagine so. Make sure you leave a brochure here because I'd like to take a look at that. So you are a member of the Legion Post 28.
Yes, I am.
Isn't it a great Legion? I've learned so much.
It is amazing. My father's was a drill sergeant for the Granville for years and years. And so I'm just very honored to be able to continue on his tradition here at Post 28.
I love that.
Especially with our commander. He's done a wonderful job.
Yeah, you have, Walt. I've learned so much about the Legion, and I've learned so much about the people. It really, this segment, I learn something every week. Now, let's see. Today, 1954, Air Force One, the first presidential airplane, is christened. I love how you have that on your little calendar here.
We like putting a lot of little...
I know.
Especially when it's concerning the military.
Sure, sure. You've got an auxiliary meeting on Tuesday on the 26th. No dinner. But at 7, it's trivia night.
Yes.
What kind of trivia do you do? Is it just trivia just across the board?
Across the board.
Okay. You're closed on Thanksgiving. Next week on the 3rd of December, Chops Meatloaf Dinner. We'll talk about that next week, though, okay?
Sure.
What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? Are you a pumpkin pie kind of person or a pecan pie, Walt?
Pecan pie.
Me too. Rebecca?
Pecan.
Me too. And you know what? I put vanilla ice cream on it to cut the sweetness.
Oh, boy.
Because it's so sweet, it makes your teeth hurt. You were in my news on Monday, Walt. I used a little snippet of audio when you were talking about teaming up with the Department of Public Safety for the Crusade for Toys.
Yes.
So how is that going from point of view?
It's already kicked off. We already have some... bins, cardboard boxes around that people can drop the toys in or clothing as long as it's new and unwrapped.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. All right. So I wish you both a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mary Ellen.
And continue doing all the great stuff that you do at the Legion, because I'm telling you, I want to move out here just so I can go to the Legion a couple of times a week. I'm just like, there's just something going on all the time. Is the deck still open? No, you closed.
No, the deck
is done. It's over. Yeah, you won't open that up until spring. Well, I appreciate you being here, and I learned a lot today. It is Conklin's Corner, a few minutes with Grand Haven's American Legion, Charles A. Conklin, Post 28. And it's proudly brought to you by Seniors Helping Seniors. Visit shslakeshore.com to learn more.